Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's see who's savvy and who gets taken to the cleaners.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Jamarcus Russell's going to immediately energize that Raider Nation.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Happy Draft Day.
I love that Jamarcus Russell drop.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He wasn't very good, was he?
No.
A little bit of a bust, wasn't he?
I think most people consider him and Leaf the two biggest busts in NFL draft history. Which
I called that.
It's tip of the cap.
You want to go back to the tape, man?
Hey, check my high school tape, man. You know I balled.
My draft analysis back then, you
know,
I called that.
You know how we do it. Are you dressing up with like the Raider gorilla here?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the...
Dude,
You got all the fans that are dressed up.
First of all.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
We're burying the lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a tiny child standing or sitting across from us.
Is he standing? I hope he's not standing.
It's an adorable little chair you're in.
Ladies
right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, NFL draft maestro.
Yes.
Andrew Nemec
is
in today. What's up?
Hey, I like how you guys had me on and then give me the tiniest chair pot. You guys are at least a foot above me.
You look adorable over there.
I look like a small child.
Hold up a spot at the kids' table.
Yeah. Hey, just
it's real nice.
Maybe if you put a little effort, maybe next year you can be at the big boy table.
Oh, that's good.
We'll get you a big boy chair.
I'm hopeful for a grown-up
look,
chair next year.
I will say, especially with your hands under the table. Like
I'm purposely doing that.
You look absurd.
Yes. I feel absurd.
Can we get a booster seat in here?
Well, the best is like before we came in here and he was like, oh my God, this. So he's like sitting there fiddling around with the chair trying to get it to elevate. Turns out those don't raise. Now, ours do because we have big boy chairs. You think you could just come in here and get a big boy chair?
Absolutely
nice try,
not.
Kid.
No.
I don't think that's the way this works.
Strong.
Well,
no.
We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for the hospitality. I got an almond roca and a little kid chair.
That's
so,
from me.
Here's some candy.
All the almond roca you can eat. Now, if I was being nice, I would give you my chair that elevates. Because I could sit in that and still be normal height because I'm not a small child.
No,
but
you're not a nice person.
I'm not. No, I'm not going to.
You're going to make me sit in a little chair.
Yes, I think it's great to look over at you.
Well, I just now learned we didn't have more tall chairs in here.
Yeah, I can't say I knew that
either. Yeah, because we have tall chairs, you have small chairs. I'm sorry, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, this was also news to me.
Now, but aren't you on?
Concerns.
You're on after us today?
I am, yeah. I'll just continue draft coverage from 7 to 8 o'clock. Yeah.
So you can sit in this chair.
Yeah, and what's, nice and tall. What's great is I'll be in the big boy chair right around the 16th pick, the Seahawks pick. So our show will start, traditionally the number 16 pick starts between like 7 and 7:10. So we should be on the air for the Seahawks pick and have that for people.
Okay.
And I'll be in a big boy chair to break that all down.
So 3-8.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? 3-8. Nemec, he is partially stiff already as we are 1 hour and 57 minutes from the first pick.
He's not Trey Lance stiff yet, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
You mentioned the Raiders, guys, and they're showing the fans here.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that place in Detroit, because when I was in Detroit, like, in September, they were already setting up for this, kind of laying the groundwork. And, dude, that thing in Detroit, like, people in Detroit are fired up that someone wants to come to their city and not light something on fire.
Yeah, I'm sure that most of those people are from Detroit.
Yes.
But, and I guess if the NFL draft were in my city, maybe I'd go down there and check it out.
No, you would not.
Maybe I would.
You would not.
Maybe
go check
I would.
It, out.
No, it just you depends. Wouldn't.
You'd be my last pick of everyone at 1080 that would want to. You know what I think I'm going to go do? Stand there while Roger Goodell announces. Yeah. Who
you
the
would avoid
pick
it
is.
Like the plague. You he's right. Go. He's right.
I'm getting killed here. And look, it's not. I get where you're going. You're not wrong. I'm just saying, like, maybe if they had some cool stuff around it and a beer garden, and certainly I'm a VIP guy.
Yeah,
right.
Give me a VIP tent, you know, with maybe a little extra.
There you go.
Accoutrement. Okay. Yeah.
Some draft swag or whatnot.
Now but I feel like you're in.
I am stunned. I really am stunned that it's the power of the NFL that grown men with jobs from all over the country will drop everything and fly to another city.
Uh-huh.
And
dress like an idiot.
Yes.
Full on cosplay. Like,
yes,
like
that's all it is.
It's crazy.
And the best thing you will get is drunk, which you can do anywhere. The second best thing, like the unique thing that you're flying to see is 13. I think there's only 13 NFL or 13 potential picks
and
there.
And you can't get anywhere near them.
You will not hear them talk. You will see them hug an old white guy. That is what you have flown there for.
You haven't heard the latest? There may be no hugs.
Oh, yeah. Fist bump.
No. Goodell's got he's got back issues, so there may be no hugs.
So you can't even see
that.
Not
even that.
And here's how
it's
everyone
absurd.
Knows you're right, right? Here's how we know you're right. No one, no Chiefs fan, no Packers fan, has ever told a story anywhere ever. I was at the draft in face paint when Patrick Mahomes was no one's ever told that
story.
So
they're secretly embarrassed.
It's never been cool. Like, if someone had that story and they were like, I was so sure that draft was going to be franchise altering that I wore a jersey to be there for Mahomes. No one does. You know why? Because it sucks. And everyone who goes dresses up and they're like, don't tell anybody that we got drunk and wore face paint.
It's really silly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's absurd.
But at the same time, that's the power of the NFL.
Yeah.
That is one area where I am a curmudgeon about sports. I don't think grown men should wear current player jerseys.
Mm.
I think it's weird get behind that. As a grown man or a little boy in this studio to wear, like, I would never wear a George Kittle jersey or a Deebo Samuel.
But
I have a Jerry Rice jersey and a Patrick Willis jersey.
Oh, so throwback is okay, though.
Throwbacks are okay, but a current player, I don't know why. That's my rule. Isn't that weird? Is that weird?
I'm not going to lie. It's a little weird.
I'm with you.
Well, that's where I'm at.
I'm with you on it. You know who's at this with a jersey on? My kid.
Really?
He is there with a Steelers jersey.
Oh, really? He's a Steelers guy, huh?
He is,
He's going to be waiting a while.
I can't say I knew that he was there. A Steelers guy.
And if they trade for Brandon Ayuk, he may not even see a pick.
Yeah, right.
The Steelers might trade for a receiver.
Or they're going to draft an O-lineman, and then he can get real excited about
about the guy he's never heard of.
An O-lineman from Duke, and he's like, who? Who's Graham? What?
It'd be great if they just took the white corner. No one's given anybody less hope than when Cooper DeJean gets drafted. He'll get drafted, and people will be like, that's going to save our franchise.
That's right.
The first white corner in the first round since 1969.
It's like seeing a Velociraptor get drafted.
Some people are saying he's the Jackie Robinson of cornerbacks in the NFL.
What?
It's the first white corner, man. He's breaking racial barriers left and right.
Oh, my God. I think it would have been apropos if I wore the My Son is an Idiot shirt today.
Yes.
You know, that's what I should have worn.
Being at the draft. In age, is he face painted?
I don't think so.
God, I hope he's wearing I hope he's wearing like a hard hat. What if we see Meat
that
running?
Would be so cool.
Meat running around the draft.
Well, the only thing I can hope is that he gets kicked out.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
Do something unruly.
Good story behind that one.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb Williams is wearing a suit that zips up. You know, that's the not only do you have there's Bear Fan with a literal bear on his head and bear paws.
He brought his own paws. That's cute.
Yeah, he's got bear paws. I do like the Ditka guy dressed up, but sometimes the NFL fashion, it's the same thing like in the NBA. It is fascinating to see what you, like, this is the biggest moment of your life and what you choose to wear, because you can always tell what's going to age well and what isn't. So, like, I mean, everything ages, and it's not going to look trendy in 10 years, but you can tell someone that's like, oh, that'll be okay, versus Caleb Williams wearing a zip-up double-breasted suit. You're like, yeah, you're going to look back on that one and wish you hadn't.
He also has his pinkies painted silver to match his girlfriend's dress.
Oh, well, he's Gen Z, man.
I have no issue with
tying it together.
Nails, yeah. But I'm not sure that's a timeless look. Like, he might look back and be like, I painted my nails. That was the time then.
Yeah. I also love the girlfriends who think that they've made it when their boyfriends get drafted, only to realize, yeah, honey.
Looking right at Russell Wilson's ex?
Give you just about 16 months before you're upgraded upon. Boy. Like, you worked for college, but no, not here. Yeah, Russell Wilson, the look on his wife's face.
That photo, if you haven't seen the Russell Wilson
pterodactyl girl
draft
photo,
night photo,
it resurfaces every year. It's out there today.
Oh my God, it is an all-timer.
Yes.
You have to see that.
And then the CeeDee Lamb's gal who tried to answer, who tried to pick up his phone because he had two phones going. So he's on the phone with the Cowboys. And his other phone rings, and she goes to pick it up, and it goes to answer it, and CeeDee just reaches out and is like, yeah, we're not doing that. We won't be looking through my phone.
Those DMs were popping off.
Exactly. How many side pieces were texting CeeDee Lamb at that moment, being like, when are we going to Dallas? And his girlfriend's like, let me look at your phone. No.
Isaiah Wilson, when he got drafted, his girlfriend was sitting on his lap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She moved to sit on his lap.
Yeah.
And his mom yanked her off his lap.
Yes.
Like, violently. Yeah. Like, it was.
That's a good mom move.
It was assault.
It's like, hey, his moment, not yours. Get off the lap.
And by the way, I'm looking here as they're bloviating for 2 hours before the draft. Yeah. There are more people outside of the draft.
Yes.
That are actually in the draft.
Like I said,
under the awning.
Yeah, when they were doing construction, they were setting this up like in September. And I don't know if the TV, if you can, like you said, there's so many people out. Maybe it doesn't do it justice. It is an enormous area in downtown where they were kind of roping everything off, and you can see where they were going to do it. I don't know how many people they're expecting, but it is an enormous area, and there is no room there. That is wall to wall people. At that thing.
It's just a giant beer garden.
Yes, pretty much.
Watching Nick Saban talk.
Although you can
tell. Go ahead and turn that lamp off.
I don't know if Saban's doing the hairspray, like he's filled it in, because he's a little thin up top, and that looks noticeably thicker. I think Saban has done some hair work getting ready for the draft. I mean, look at that thing.
Well,
he looks like he's got a ferret on top of his head.
Yeah.
There's some color discrepancies as well.
I feel like he looks like a skunk.
Well. You know, you could tell he was a little, because, you know, during the games, he's always got the headset on. And then when he takes it off, he's got a little Bill Murray kingpin going where it's disheveled and it's not looking good. That's, hey, I don't coach anymore, and I can take a lot of time to get this hair that's as good as he can get his hair.
It's not, I mean, I don't think it looks terrible. It's odd that it's two different colors.
Well, you know.
But I don't know if there's any circumstance where a dye job looks good, because even if it's perfectly dyed, it looks like a dye job. It stands out, and there's no way to hide it. Like plugs, I think you can fool some people with plugs. Like they can't, they're like, oh, they don't really notice it. If somebody has their hair dyed, or particularly their mustache or beard, that's the first thing you notice.
Yeah, it's rough.
You just can't fool anyone with
Remember when Colin moved to L.A. to do the Fox show?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And he got that little boy haircut, like he was sitting in the Nemec seat, and then he did that bad dye job. I mean, it is rough when you go down that road.
It's just not good.
Well, the other thing is he's in his 70s, and you don't expect someone in their 70s to have the exact color hair they had in their 20s.
No.
So it's weird when it's like you expect gray. It should be there. Yeah.
Well, Guys, this was fun.
Yes.
Nimic, thank you for being here. We'll see you later.
Yes, they are.
By the way, they're expecting, they said, between 300,000 and 400,000 visitors.
Visitors.
Showing up for this thing.
Oh, my God.
And then whatever many people are in Detroit. There's a quarter million people coming into Detroit for this
thing. Dude, if that's what you want to do with your money, more power to you.
Can you imagine that being your vacation spot or talking your wife into that? Like, hey, we've got a budget for our vacation for the spring. Where do you want to go? Let's go to Detroit for the NFL draft. Are you going to wear that stupid bear hat again?
Yes, I am.
Do you know anybody like that?
As a matter of fact, I will, and I'll be bringing my paws as well. No, I don't.
Babe, I got to get some paws before we head over.
I don't really associate with, like, crazy rabid bro fan, sports fan.
Are you sure they aren't?
More the analytical side of things,
well,
I think.
Yeah, you're very nerdy.
I am kind of nerdy.
And we're going to hear that today.
Well, I'm excited.
That's why
it.
We brought you in. Yeah. It's going
to
be great.
To make fun of you and, you know, and see nerd out and to see you in your tiny chair.
Give us the stats, little guy.
You don't think that people like the guys dressed like the Bears fans, you don't think that they're sort of, they could be in hiding? Like, you could know one and not even know it?
Oh yeah, there's
like a fan
because
furry,
because
a
like
guy
you
wears a...
yeah because like you said they're kind of embarrassed like deep down they know and so they don't really.
There was a it's guy possible. At and he was a BYU guy and he would dress up, full on, blue paint all that and he was like a he was an oral surgeon. He was like a well known guy and I don't know if he's still there but like we knew of him and. He was this idiot that would sit kind of behind our bench and it was more like a student section than there was like this older dude. And he would like the outfits he would wear were the most ridiculous things ever. And it turned out he was a really successful middle-aged oral surgeon that had a bunch of dough. He owned like 3 or 4 practices. And yet he dressed up like a jackass and stood behind to cheer for a college football team.
Who would most disappoint you in your life if that's where you ran into him? Like you ran into him, you happened to be in the same city as Rob talked about for a draft, and you saw someone in your life just completely.
It'd have to be like if it's your doctor
out.
Or something.
Yeah,
right?
Your physician is way up on that
like
list.
Like if you're a tax guy, if you're an accountant, like something, like you can't.
William Clive?
Right? A man, like you can't have that. Like you're in charge of my livelihood. And this is what you're doing? I can't have that. What if, like, you're, again, like, you're proctologist. Like, you're like, I'm trusting you with the most sacred health I have. And this is, you're in bear paw, you're bear, like, paws? You're in furry hands? No.
Kim
no.
Martinez is out there dressed as a Seahawk. She's just, like, a full bird costume.
She doesn't stop waving her wings,
that's
flapping
tough.
Her wings.
That'd be tough.
Wow. Well, guys, let's get started. It is draft day. Andrew Nimic is here. He's going to be here the whole damn show. We're going to get into it. We're going to start with our poll question, and we're going to get to our dazzling draft dilly-dally with Andrew Nimic.
Boy, I can't wait for our dazzling draft dilly-dally.
Oh, one other tease. Scott Barnes, Oregon State Athletic Director, is going to be on our show. So if you're not all that into the draft, we've got some other stuff for you, too. Scott Barnes will be on at 4 o'clock. It's 3:16 on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Andrew Nimick is in today. NFL Draft. What do we call him? Is he our draft maestro? Dusty called him the draft aficionado.
I like the draft monger myself.
The draft monger.
I'm a big fan of the term monger.
Our petite little draft man.
Little guy. Our draft specialist.
What's up, little guy?
Now, we, according to the countdown clock, 1 hour, 38 minutes, 44, 43, 42, 41 seconds. Yeah. We will play the picks live. As a matter of fact, Buck got an early Christmas present today because Joey, he's our entire IT department.
Pretty much.
He hotwired the TV into our board.
Yeah.
So Buck bitching yesterday about all the work he'd have to do to make the draft sound good.
It wasn't about work.
He's now got it easy.
Although, you know, Jeff Rust is taking credit for that too. So
he is, yeah. Yeah, Rust is the one that asked and got it done.
Yeah.
Rust is the mover and shaker who gets things done.
I'm just saying, Buck,
here.
All you did was bitch and complain and then not get anything done. Meanwhile, Rust is making stuff happen. Joey is actually facilitating that, and you now reaping the rewards.
I think I was the catalyst.
Well, at any rate, guys, when the picks start,
we'll have it.
You're going to hear them.
That's right.
Now, I've made my thoughts on the NFL draft widely known. The NFL draft is very important, and I love the NFL, but the analysis of the NFL draft is basically building roster on the fringes for fantasy football nerds. It's like, it's really nauseating. Mm-hmm. So what is your approach to sifting through all of the pre-draft bullcrap that's out there, and how do you come up with your information?
So I've already started on next year's draft. In terms of
number one pick, Quinn Ewers.
We'll see. It's still not
Carson Beck.
Probably not Ewers. No, maybe Carson Beck. I don't.
Shedeur Sanders.
I don't think so. God no.
What if we did this whole show
next year
for next year's draft
and just plugged it in early?
You did say you've started on the draft. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And that's the process, right? Is I'm watching people a year in advance, and I'm not even remotely interested, nor do I think people should be interested in the Commanders are tied to so and so. That's not great draft analysis. That's often a lie. It's often what an agent or the player or a team wants you to think. Like you mentioned during the break, that people are suddenly saying, oh, there's red flags with Malik Nabers. Really? Because if there are, you don't want that out because you want Rome Odunze instead. So don't tell everybody there's red flags with Malik Nabers.
Exactly.
It's a lie. So the way I do it is truly I watch, some people say film, some people say YouTube clips put together, that people put them together, of all the prospects. I come up with my own rankings, my own thoughts on the players, and then from there I listen to really, I think, very smart people. Daniel Jeremiah, Dane Brugler does a great job. The NFL Stock Exchange is an awesome podcast. PFF does some stuff year-round. Nate Tice this year was really involved in quarterback analysis. And I listen to all that, and then I go back and watch the film again, and I learn about football. Because they're saying he does this but not this well. So then I go back and watch the film, and I'm like, oh, so now I know what to look for in evaluation. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm not saying you'd enjoy it, but does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's
more informative than if you just go,
exactly,
here's the 30th mock draft. Oh, weird. Right. Vlad McConkey goes to the Lions in this one? Shoot, that's crazy.
That's
not interesting to me.
Yeah, there's a difference between, well, that's all useless.
It is
the mocks and stuff. They're really useless. But I get the fervor for content and people click on it. And analyzing a player and saying, hey, here's what I think this player brings to the table is completely different than saying, well, the Vikings are going to trade. You don't know that.
Right.
The Viking, you can analyze a player. That's useful information. Who's going to trade up and who's going to draft who? No one has any clue.
And I also make money doing it. I bet on it. So I've made money. This would be the if this year hits.
Now, does the wife know this?
She found out the hard way. I had mentioned on the show how much.
Wait, what's the hard way?
I bet on the draft before. Well, I'm telling you right now. So I just was like, yeah, it's nice that I scaled it back from da 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 last year.
Oh.
And she said, you bet. It was like our mortgage last year on the draft. And I was like, yeah, but I made several hundred dollars. Like I made like $700, $800 bucks.
doing that. And she's like, I don't. So there was a time where we were 2,000 short in our account because it was on DraftKings.
God bless America.
And she was like, yeah, you never told me this. And I was like, we talked about it on the radio. And she's like, you talking about it on the, one, I don't listen to your draft stuff. Two,
see, she even doesn't
you
like
saying,
it. She's your own wife.
You saying that you talked about it on the radio is not the same as having a financial conversation with your wife.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
How much did you bet this year? And I was like, give or take a little less. And I haven't really gone
good
into
lie.
The details. Yeah.
Solid, solid.
Lies
of omission versus lies of commission. It's, you know,
but there's
walking
like,
that fine
like
line.
Last year, Darnell Wright was a guy I really liked watching film. He was projected as a mid-second rounder. I sent you the bet that I would bet him to be a top 10 pick. And if he went 10th because that team didn't have a lineman need, it was 10,000 or it was plus 10,000. It was a 100 to 1 bet.
Yeah.
The team at 10 traded to 9 and took him at 9.
Yeah, it was
the Bears. So because he went 9 instead of 10, it was still like 40 to 1.
Yeah.
But I hit that every year. This year's big bet, I love Byron Murphy. I watched him on film. Yeah. I love Byron Murphy.
D lineman out of Texas.
A defensive lineman out of Texas. And that position is getting elevated now as those contracts are going up. Defensive tackles right now are getting paid in the league. It's the new edge rusher. It's the new left tackle. It's moving inside.
And you have J.C. Latham, the O-lineman out of Alabama, going ahead of Alt. Because right now, all you've been hearing for this whole draft lead-up is Joe Alt, Joe Alt, Joe Alt.
Oh, wait, what's the Murphy bet?
So the Murphy bet is that he'll be a top 10 pick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that pays – I make money for the draft if he goes top 10.
Once,
and now he's supposed to. And I told Buck about it, and I got it at plus 475. I think Buck got it at plus
275.
No. It's now minus 165. So it's likely
he's
to have.
He's rocketing up boards.
I once had to have the same conversation you did with my wife about
– betting.
Well, yeah, it's like –
betting on the draft watching film. No, I watched film. It's not betting.
No.
I studied.
Just the idea of betting is misleading because if you say, how much did you bet? Like over the course of a football season or, God forbid, a year, it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
right.
But you're not going to – I'm trying to explain to her, you're never going to lose all of that. It's like margins on both sides.
This is what Otani's interpreter was telling Shohei.
Well, you're not.
I can't lose it
all. No, it's you've got a bankroll, and as long as you bet size correctly, it's going to fluctuate. North, sometimes south, you go on losing streaks, it does happen. But you're never going to lose it all as long as you're bet sizing correctly. So it's kind of a misleading thing. Say $2,000. Really, it depends on how much you're betting. Now, if you're betting $2,000 every bet, well, then that's different. But
no,
if you say $2,000 total, if you bet $20 or whatever it is, each your unit size is small or is $20 or whatever.
Let's talk
$10
more about my unit size.
I want to know your unit size. Then you're not going to lose all that. Like it's just going to you're hoping to just make 10% of it.
And the other thing was last year was particularly wonky because it fluctuated so much. So as soon as the hype grew for CJ Stroud's going one, I bet Bryce Young at like plus 400 to go one. And then it was Bryce Young's the favorite to go one and CJ Stroud was plus 400. I bet the same on both players. So no matter who went one, I was going to profit two units. I just didn't know which one. Yeah. So there were some things that were just automatically built in where, wow, you bet $75 or $100 on the first pick. Well, yeah, but I have 50 on Stroud and Young both at plus 300, plus 400. So no matter what, it will cash.
Yeah.
And you have to do it year round. I started betting heavily in December. This year they got smart about it. You could not bet who was going to be in the top 10 until this month.
Yeah.
My biggest bet last year was Darnell Wright to go in the top 10. I made that bet in January. That wasn't even available until like April 4th.
So they don't put up the odds until...
Well, they lose a lot of
money. Because if you get people that are dialed in and actually do some research and don't listen to the, you know, oh, this everyone loves this guy. And then by the time the actual draft comes around, the people have moved up the boards, the Byron Murphys, who all along people that were in the know... We're on him, and then everything kind of eventually catches up.
Quinyon Mitchell's a great example in this year's draft. He's a corner out of Toledo. He's phenomenal.
I got a little chunk of change that if he's the first corner off the draft, or if
well
he's the first defensive player off the bat or off the board, which he probably won't. But the numbers were so astronomical. I took flyers on both of those simply because he's a guy that if you listen to people 2 months ago, we're telling you he is going to fly up draft boards. And now there is some talk that he could be the first corner, or God forbid, the first defensive player off the board.
And I was desperate to try to put a bet on him to be a first round pick in December, January, because he looked good against Marvin Harrison Jr. He was rumored to run a 4-3.
Great
all
at
of it,
the Senior Bowl.
Great. Well, that was even after.
Unit size?
Big unit size. So he benches 225. He's a little corner, and he benches 225 like 26 times or something. He's unbelievable. Anyway, I wanted to bet him to be a first-round pick, and it was not available. And by the time it was, it was like where Suk's at, where he's the first corner. He's going to be the first corner to go.
All right, we're going to have Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD, joining us at 4. But we will continue our dazzling draft dilly-dally with Andrew Nemec. Andrew Oily Hips Nemec. That's what the listeners want to call it.
That's what the kids are saying.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that next. Patriots hold a pretty good hand. What are they going to do at number 3? And what does Andrew think of what the Seahawks may do in the first round? So we'll get to those items when we return here as Buck with SportsCenter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get to our poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. It is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business, helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Yesterday, we asked you, which of these guys would you bet never makes it to or back to the finals before they retire? This was a very close, hotly contested poll question.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard winning at 30%, followed by Kevin Durant, 26%. Damian Lillard, 24%, and Steph Curry, 20%.
Interesting, because Kawhi's still fairly young. He just hurt all the time.
Yeah, I think he's the youngest of those four.
Yeah, and he's on a pretty good team with the Clippers.
Look at people thinking Curry's getting back to the finals.
I just don't see how.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Today's question, and we're just going with the obvious here, and I'm going to have Andrew Nemec, who's with us, power rank these guys in terms of pro potential. Which quarterback will be the best in the NFL? Vote hard. X at 1080 The Fan. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, or Michael Penix Jr. Your thoughts, Mr. Oily Hips?
I really like Caleb Williams. I think he does a lot of good things. He fumbles the ball a little too much, but in his entire career, I think he had 61 touchdowns and one interception in the red zone, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
And he has never thrown an interception on third or fourth down. In a USC jersey.
Ever.
2 years, never thrown a pick on third and fourth down. So in the clutch, he is clutch. He's a very good quarterback. I think he tries to bite off more than he can chew sometimes, but they had to put up 50 every game. So he made some questionably aggressive throws in his career, and that's what people ding him for. So did Patrick Mahomes. And he's not Patrick Mahomes, but it worked out okay for Patrick Mahomes.
See, and I think if he ends up in, well, he's going to end up in Chicago. Look, I think there's a chance that they're this year's Houston Texans. Mm. The Bears won 7 games last year with Justin Fields, who's not very good. They've spent draft capital on their offensive line. They found their right tackle for years in from last year's draft. They went out and added Swift. They've got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. Maybe they add another receiver this year or another O lineman. The defense is pretty good already. And they've got draft picks. There's draft capital. They hit on 2 or 3 drafts. Look at what Houston did last year where they found their quarterback in Will Anderson. If they find their quarterback, and let's say they find an elite offensive lineman, or they find an elite edge rusher, or a three-down linebacker, whatever.
Or take Byron Murphy
and just have a penetrating three a la Aaron Donald to a lesser extent. And they have a guy who's coming in as their offensive coordinator, with Seattle, Shanahan, McVay sort of systems where they want to run the ball, play action, and you take the need for Caleb Williams to be a hero, which is really the big knock on him, and you pull a C.J. Stroud and you're like, hey, we're going to run the ball, play action, we're going to own the middle of the field, you've got reliable weapons. They can win 11 games next year if this draft goes well for them and Caleb Williams is as advertised and they hit on one or two other positions.
On the flip side, Jaden Daniels, to the poll question, scares the hell out of me.
You don't like Jaden Daniels?
At all. I would be terrified of Jaden Daniels. He had elite receivers, two of the probably the best 1-2 at receiver that anybody had this year. I know Washington's trio is great, but they're not all first rounders like LSU's receiving core is. And he completed his completion percentage on his first read was right around 70%, which is great. When he had to progress past his first read, he was a 40% passer. 40%. I mean, that's horrible. Yeah. So if his first read was not wide open and that wasn't just the clear option, he immediately drops to 40% accuracy. I'm out on that. That's terrifying because here the NFL might double cover your first option all the time and just force you to go to option two. And if he has to do that all the time, he has shown he's not accurate and doesn't process that very well. And that would scare me.
What I don't like about him, too, is there's all this talk of his athleticism. One, he doesn't run that much. People make way too much of that. We were talking before, he actually runs less than Michael Penix, and Penix doesn't run that much. And when he does run, he's not a big guy. He's tall, but he's very thinly built. Watch his tape. That dude gets lit up. When he gets hit, he gets hit. And in the NFL, and this is what Trevor Lawrence was saying to Anthony Richardson, who, by the way, is built like a GD tank, you can't take college hits in the NFL. You don't get up. And Jaden Daniels gets hit way too much and way too hard.
Why is he so, I mean.
He was interviewed at the combine about the hits he took. And they said, I mean, he has hits where he gets hit in the midsection and his helmet and toes almost, folded. Yep. And they asked him, why don't you protect yourself better? And he said, I'm not going to change the way I play in the NFL. God got me. Yep. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems, given that NFL defensive players are also millionaires, maybe God got them too.
Well, why
and
is
if
he
they
so,
hit him, he's in trouble.
Why is he so highly regarded then?
Heisman Trophy, huge numbers, big program like LSU, and he's athletic and can move around. He kind of fits the narrative of what this is the other one. I don't know what you feel. I hate we everyone always talks about a quarterback's ability to run. That is like the last thing I care about. The NFL game is not set up for you to run. And if you run consistently, you don't win long term in the NFL. Period. End of story. So I hate, oh, he's athleticism. I don't care. It's a nice cherry on top, but it is literally the last thing I would care about when evaluating a quarterback.
It raises your floor. It doesn't raise your ceiling.
There you go.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are two of the best to ever do it. They didn't run. When you're not a great quarterback and you can run, it elevates your floor. Justin Fields, but Robert Griffin III. But it doesn't raise your ceiling. The best quarterbacks don't necessarily need to run. The other thing that's really interesting with Jaden Daniels is he has maybe the weakest arm of the six guys who are being talked about in the first round, and everyone thinks he's this athletic guy with an absolute cannon, and he did throw deep, but a lot of guys with loft can throw the ball 50 yards downfield. And what's really interesting about that is it fits into his game. So when you have a weaker arm, traditionally it's harder for you to throw off platform. Things have to be going your way to stand and deliver accurately, whereas a guy like Josh Allen can be upside down and complete it because it's all in the arm. Jaden Daniels throws less on the move than Michael Penix, who's a complete stiff. And the reason, in terms of the way he approaches the pocket, he just stands back there. The reason is he doesn't have the arm strength when he's on the run to get it there. And so I have real concerns in a number of areas about Jaden Daniels, and I'm sure we'll talk about it when he's drafted more. But Jaden Daniels, to me, really
scary.
So is he,
of those four guys, is he fourth then on your list? Do you think Knicks and
I wouldn't.
You think Knicks and Penix will be better than?
I wouldn't take Jaden Daniels. If I had the 32nd, if I was the Carolina Panthers and didn't have Bryce Young, and I had the 33rd pick, that's when I'd start to think about Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels terrifies me.
So what about Nix Penix?
I really like the way Nix sees the field. He's older, and I think he's somebody. I think it was Nate Tice who said his floor is good Gardner Minshew. His ceiling is bad Gardner Minshew.
Oh dear.
And I think that's who Bo Nix is. I think Bo Nix is a good, competent quarterback who's probably, if I had to bet on any of these quarterbacks to be playing in the league 8 years from now, I'd bet on Bo Nix. I think he's a good locker room guy. He's a very smart guy. He can pick up pretty much any system. So he's going to at least be a functional piece. I don't think we'll look at Bo Nix and go, he absolutely flamed out. That said, I just cannot see a scenario where he's a top 5, 6, 7 quarterback in the league. So you're almost, especially if you draft him like the Broncos draft him, you're almost drafting him saying, we're never even going to be in the same tier as the Chiefs at quarterback. And I think that's really scary.
Penix?
I like Penix. Penix is polarizing. I don't think Suk likes Penix at all. I really like Penix if he can stay healthy, but that if is skyscraper large.
That's
he's hurt
the, and that's the
all
reason
the time.
Why I don't like him.
But when he's healthy, he's unbelievable. Yeah. And people could say, well, last year he was great. Well, actually, he got hit in the ribs against Oregon, and then for the next 4 games was pretty pedestrian, pretty mediocre. People went, what's wrong with Penix?
Cost him the Heisman.
And it was his ribs.
But he did get the game-winning hit the was yep. it two passes the game
two
winning
passes.
Drive
yeah. yep.
after getting hit in the ribs to beat Oregon.
His good is real good.
Yeah.
The problem is how often is he going to be out there?
Yeah. I am of a belief, and I was this way. People red flagged me in the draft. I could never stay healthy, and I don't believe that when you're unhealthy at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and he has never had a season where he hasn't dealt with injuries. Now, the last 2 years, there haven't been season-ending injuries, even at the end of the Michigan game, right? What happened again? Re-injured himself.
Right.
So there, in each of his 2 great years at Washington, there's still been dips where he was dealing with things, and it wasn't disclosed, and you know, we were like, oh, no, everything's fine, and it's a rough patch. I don't believe, or I certainly wouldn't bet my franchise on a kid who was hurt at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, all of a sudden at 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, magically being healthy. And that scares the living daylights out of me because I'm with you. His good is maybe better than anyone, including Caleb Williams.
I agree.
He's the best thrower of the ball in this draft. He puts he throws a better deep ball. He makes all throws. Like, he has the best arm. And so, again, late in the first round, sure, you know, maybe you take a flyer there. But to me, say that this is my franchise, it's scary as hell. It's like now if you're the Dolphins with Tua, you're just crossing your fingers every time he goes out. You're like, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. And Tua's injury history is half of what Michael Penix is.
Not even.
So that's the reason I don't like Penix. It's nothing on field. It's the off-field stuff that then bleeds into the last 2 years. He's a warrior and he played through pain, but go watch the Arizona game. Go watch the Arizona State game. That's not the Michael Penix that we saw the first 3 or 2.5 quarters against Oregon versus the last 2 quarters, with the exception of, hey, give him credit. He went to the sideline, took an inhalant, took whatever, got all that thing numbed up, and he came out on that drive and
freestyle rapped on the sideline to Odunze, came in and won the game.
Whatever he was doing, dude, that guy can sling it.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask Nemec about what the Seahawks may do at 16, and will we get the first ever draft where you have 4 quarterbacks in the first 4 picks? And then we'll take a break and interview Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD, joining us in 15 minutes on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, we've got Andrew Oily Hips Nemec, our draft maestro, in with us today and tomorrow for some draft breakdown. The picks coming up live here on The Fan in just over an hour. Scott Barnes, Oregon State AD, in about 10 minutes. Nemec, what do you think? So we've got Caleb Williams will go 1 to the Bears. Jaden Daniels will go 2 to Washington.
Probably. That's what it looks like, yeah.
And then the Patriots hold a pretty good hand at 3. What do you think that they do?
Well, it sounds like people are saying today they're going to stick and pick and take Drake May. And What's interesting about that is I don't think the Patriots are ready to compete at all. And when you look back at the last 15, 20 years at teams who picked high, took a quarterback with no infrastructure, they almost all failed. The problem is next year's draft probably doesn't have very many good quarterbacks. Drake May would almost certainly, if he'd stayed, been 1-1 in next year's draft. I don't think 2 years from now there's necessarily obvious guys who are going to be superstars yet. So I kind of feel like the Patriots are stuck. They get their guy, and then they have to hope they keep him alive and he doesn't develop bad habits while they build a team around him.
So this would be the fourth draft since 1967 where you would get the top three picks being a quarterback. The first was in 1971 with Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning, and Pastrone.
Yeah, and Archie was good and never, but you know, played in New Orleans and never did anything. Plunkett was a wash, but then got the resurgence with the Raiders and won a. Actually, I think he won two Super Bowls.
1999, Tim Couch, Donovan McNabb, Achilles Smith.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. I had forgotten McNabb was number two after Couch.
And what's weird is the Browns were truly torn between Couch and Smith.
And not McNabb at all.
And after they went over the board and they went over some of the playbook type things, it was very obvious that Achilles was going to struggle.
And the only other instance was 2021, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance.
But it's
in three winners to me.
And that may, but to your point about why teams may, it could be six guys going the first round. You know, next year, you know, it's, you got Shedeur Sanders, you got Carson Beck, you got Cam Ward, Riley Leonard. I mean, it's not, at least right now, none of those guys would be threatening to be one of the top three guys.
They're
going
to need Jaden Daniels to rise out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Seahawks, 16th, and then not again until the third round, I think.
Yeah, they're sitting in a really good spot. So you look at like the DraftKings odds, and it basically is even odds across offensive line, defensive line, edge, or corner. And the reason is they're in a really good spot in this draft to just take the top 10 to 12 player that falls. If that's Talese Fuaga, great. If it's Quinyon Mitchell, awesome. If it's Leiatu Latu, great. If it's Byron Murray, I mean, they're sitting in a spot where they're going to get one of those upper tier guys. They just are, because there are four or five quarterbacks that are going to go, and there are 12 or 13 really good players in this draft. Maybe they trade down to acquire more assets, but man, I sure think it falls off at like 22, 23, which is what you're seeing now. The Lions want to move up. The Niners want to move up. All those teams at the back end of the first round want to move up because there's a shelf, and I have it at about 20, and the Niners have it at 22. John Lynch went on record and said we have 22 first-round grades. That's roughly what I have. So they're sitting right in that sweet spot with those quarterbacks to get a meaty version of that, one of those top first round picks. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
All right, we'll have more dazzling draft dilly-dallying with Andrew Nemec coming up, but let's break, and when we come back, we're expecting a call from Oregon State Athletic Director Scott Barnes. It's 3:56 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.